4 CBA Mobile.
KB4 CBA, W4NGU.
4NGU, KB4 CBA. How you doing, Dr. Phil?
But I was having to avoid some bicyclists. Have you had lunch?
I just walked off the tennis court.
My place, I'm not going to have a long lunch, but I'm headed there now and then to run some errands.
No, I can be there in about, where am I in relation to that? Probably about 10 minutes.
I can't do that. I'm just leaving my workplace. I'd be looking at 20 after, maybe 11:30, right in that area. Is that too long to... You got something else you can do in the interim?
No, I do. I need to run to Lowe's, so I'll just go to Lowe's over there on Woodruff Road, and I'll see you at our usual at 11:30.
Sounds good. W4NGU.
Hey, it's been a beautiful day out here this morning playing tennis. I really enjoyed it.
Humidity's down is what I like.
It was, when I got up at 7:45, it was 59 degrees in Taylor, so I thought, man, this is really going to be nice.
20 degrees cooler, but that it would return, and I heard somewhere it's supposed to be 81 today, so it'll have to do a lot of picking up to get to 81, won't it?
Got a ways to go, my car thermometer says 76. It's been sitting out in the sun, but it's pretty accurate.
Well, maybe it will make it that high. Well, did you win? David, that's super exercise. I hope you can keep that up a long time.
KB4 CPA. Yeah, I don't know how much longer my right knee is starting to bother me, and I'm not a big surgery fan, so I don't know. Maybe they can do something arthroscopically. I might consider that, but I'm just, I don't know. If they talk about doing a knee replacement, I'll probably just tell them to forget it.
Pretty big deal. Well, I think Sunday went good. I didn't play my best, but at least I didn't mess it up. But it was kind of rough to play that, but I got through it.
I think you did very well, and I'm not just saying that, and... You know, it's difficult. I can't imagine having to, sing at my dad's funeral. So, I mean, it's basically the same thing. It's just, you're blowing wind through a instrument, and I'm using God's instrument that He gave us. So, either way, it's tough.
Well, with a brass instrument that is stone cold, I knew I just, no warm up. I just had to do it. So I got through it. So it was, I think that was a good tribute. And I sure am thankful the rain held off, because it sure was supposed to be a gully washer all day.
That did turn out good, and I know you're grateful for that. And you should have carried that mouthpiece with you, and you could have got it warmed up while you were riding in the car. Oh, me. Yeah. I remember in college, I don't know how much you know about double reeds, but you're supposed to soak them in water for about 2 minutes before you try to play. And so the band director, I was taking brass, woodwind, percussion, and he didn't want me to play oboe. He wanted me to play flute or something. And so I said, no, I want to play oboe. And he said, well, all right, if you crow a high C on the reed, he said, I'll let you play oboe. And he said, I'll have one tomorrow. You come by my office. So I did. And he handed that dry reed to me, and I stuck it in my mouth and crowed a high C. And he just looked at me.
That's good. Yeah, I remember in band, everybody putting those reeds in their mouth.
All the reed instruments, you know, the sax and clarinet, we had the reed in our mouth when we were putting the instrument together, and that was about the length of time you needed to get it, you know, moist enough to play. I have just picked it up and played, but it's like a trumpet. It's not something you just want to do.
I just turned on my GPS. I'm looking at ETA 1120. Yeah, it just takes some warm up there. And I did have my mouthpiece in my front pocket, so I guess it wasn't completely cold, but I didn't put it to my lips in the car.
Change the subject. I got my part in for my antenna from Ballon Designs, and it's a 4-to-1 Ballon, and so I got a new 22-foot section, vertical section there, and that goes between the Ballon at the top and the choke oscillator at the bottom, which is also a new one by Ballon Designs. So everything's going to be new on this antenna except for the wire.
Well, we'll have to get that thing up. Speaking of antennas, you know, I've had a problem for years with groundhogs under the house, big old rascals. And they never have eaten my coax until now, but I went out there a week ago, and it's not completely in half, but they did quite a professional job on it.
You need to get you a big trap and put them under there.
David, I've caught 20 of them and relocated them. I always talk to them. I say, look, boy, don't you look at me like that. Anybody else would shoot you. But it scares me, these people holding these groundhogs up for Groundhog Day and close to their face and everything, because they can get mad at you. Everyone I've ever caught in a trap rushed the trap to the point they bloodied their nose really bad. And, of course, I guess you corner anything, it feels unusually scared. But, yeah, I've got one of those rabbit mane traps, and the way they make them now, they got springs and everything. The door can't come back up, so the animal can't rush out and get you unexpectedly. They've come a long way from the old wooden rabbit gums I used to use as a kid.
I had one I borrowed from a friend of mine, and I actually had some field rats that got into my garage. It was separate from the house, and over there on Hunts Bridge, and man, those things were big, and but I caught them one by one, but I sent them to another world, so I finally got rid of all of them, but I tell you, it was a chore, and just about almost every day I'd go in there, I'd have another one in there.
Pretty nasty stuff. Well, I don't know if I've talked to you. I hadn't even seen a snake on my property, even outside, in 20 years. I mean, ever. I just never have seen anything over there. And I walked in the master bedroom the other day, and this big 4-foot black snake looking at me. And, well, we took the, in searching the house for where in the world that rascal got in, we in the bottom kitchen cabinets, the ones on the floor, in the back of one, there was a hole. I don't know what ate the hole or how it got there. But, and I don't know that's where he came in, but that's just the only hole we can find anywhere. And so I, in the back of the cabinet there, you couldn't see it. I nailed a piece of quarter round back there. She said, oh, get you some sheetrock mud. I said, oh, no, they might can come through that again. So I put wood across it, and hopefully that'll be the end of it. But, boy, that was fun. I had one of those deals you hold and pick up trash in the yard, you know, and at the end of it clamps, and I just picked him up and carried him outside.
Excuse me, that's all I can say about that. I've never had one in the house. I don't know what I'd do. I'd probably hurt myself. I know black snakes aren't poisonous, and they do a lot of good with, keeping rodents and things like that away. But anyway, I've had three black snakes in the backyard, but I just didn't bother them. And they didn't bother me. They didn't get up close to the house, so I didn't really worry about them coming in.
Well, I was thankful that I went back there when I did. I said master bedroom is actually her dressing room. And I was supposed to be mowing grass, but I'd been playing with my phone, and I was about an hour behind time, and I walked back there, and he was actually going across the room, and I had to tear out shoe boxes and stuff like that to keep up with him. I didn't want him to get away from me. I said, oh, man, don't let this thing get away. And I don't even know where he is. But if I'd have been out earlier in the day doing what I needed to be doing, I would have known he was there, and he could have surfaced at a much more inopportune time, such as my wife sitting putting on her makeup in the room, and you know, that would not have been good. But I was really surprised she didn't freak out. She's okay, stuff happens, and she went in there and keeps using the room like nothing ever happened. So I was real thankful for that. I thought she'd say, we're moving.
My wife would have definitely probably exited the house. and she might have said we're moving. Who knows? All right, well, I'm sitting here at Lowe's, so I'm going to run in here real quick, and I'll see you in a little bit. W4NGU, KB4CPA.
Okay, I got some text. I got to confer with my sister about this bronze marker to turn this stuff into the VA at 1:30. So I better get my mind on that. We'll see you soon, W4NGU.